I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, May 5. Coming up, Prime Minister Holness to lead discussions on funding for tertiary education. Government receives 9 bids for NMIA and plans advanced for National Human Rights Institute. The news in detail after the break.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
May I beg you? Just memory serve liquor, no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, shame, woman. Who just come through the door? She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he will be engaging the opposition and other education stakeholders to determine new and innovative ways to increase access to tertiary education. Mr. Holness says among several ideas being considered is a shift from subsidizing tuition fees towards increased support for student financing arrangements. He has also suggested extending the time period during which students are required to repay their student loans, making the financing arrangement similar to a mortgage.
It is a conversation that we need to have. We can't implement such a measure right away, but we must at least start the discussion. Otherwise, we will continue every year to have students who start their courses, can't pay for it, and the government in some way has to respond.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the ceremony for his induction into the University of the West Indies Honor Park on Wednesday. The Development Bank of Jamaica is reporting that it has received 9 applications in response to the government's plans to divest the Norman Manley International Airport, NMIA. In a recent press release, Managing Director of the DBJ, Milverton Reynolds, said 9 organizations have applied for pre-qualification in response to the Government of Jamaica's request for qualification for the NMIA Public-Private Partnership Project. The applications were submitted by companies from France, Uruguay, Spain, India, Switzerland, Mexico, the Dominican Republic, and Jamaica. Mr. Reynolds says the NMIA Enterprise team will now review and assess the submissions to determine whether they are substantially responsive to the government's legal, technical, and financial criteria. The list of pre-qualified firms will be announced by the government within several weeks and a request for proposal issued to them in June. The pre-qualified firms will be allowed to conduct due diligence to support the preparation and submission of their bids, which is targeted for November 2017. The government expects to announce the winning bidder by December 2017. The Health Ministry will be embarking on a major overhaul of the health infrastructure over the next 2 years. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says this is in keeping with the government's efforts to promote preventative responses to the needs of the sector.
In terms of the first objective, scoping, repairing, upgrading, and replacing critical infrastructure, it is our intention to utilize some $3.5 billion over 2 years, primarily drawn from the reserves of the National Health Fund. The Health Fund, Mr. Speaker, has $10 billion in reserves. We commissioned a study by KPMG. Following that study, we concluded that a withdrawal of some $3.5 billion over 2 years would allow that entity to meet its obligations up to the next 10 years comfortably. All other things being equal.
Minister Tufton was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament earlier this week. The infrastructural overhaul is also consistent with the ministry's 10-year strategic plan and the expansion of the National Insurance Scheme under the National Health Fund, NHF. And the Ministry of Justice is working towards establishing the National Human Rights Institute during the current fiscal year. Portfolio Minister Delroy Chuck says a submission will be made to Cabinet shortly for the setting up of the entity.
Once Cabinet signs off on it, we will lay it in Parliament. We're certainly hoping that in this fiscal year, the Institute will be established.
Minister Chuck was addressing a post-sectoral press briefing earlier this week at the Ministry's Constant Spring Road offices. The National Human Rights Institute will complement the existing network of institutions mandated to protect the rights of nationals. The Office of the Public Defender will be subsumed into the entity. Minister Chuck, in his contribution to the sectoral debate on May 2, said the government is committed to advancing the human rights of Jamaicans, and the National Human Rights Institute will provide the framework to move forward. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.